fade in.
This is Sylvester Stallone. You want in time, huh?
Fade out.
Cinema 911 with Jen and Steven. Real people call in and our cinema experts get them the help they need. So if you've got a cinema emergency, give us a call now.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God.
What?
Look.
What?
It looks like somebody broke in and, like, ransacked the place.
Oh shit.
What the fuck? Where are all of our papers?
No, our papers.
Our tapes. Hold on. Look at the TV, though. It's brand new.
Wow.
Whoa.
Does that mean we get to take a longer lunch break now?
Maybe, but it also means that the quality of the commercials, at least sound-wise, will be better now.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
That was my one complaint about the TV.
Yep. The commercials always sounded old. And it was like, geez, get it together, TV sound. But I don't know, maybe the TV will fall off the wall and get shitty again, and the commercials or whatever the lunch segment is will sound bad again one day. We can only hope.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So who do you think broke in and also replaced our TV?
Was it Terry?
I mean, it could be.
He's the only other person that I know that maybe works here.
Even knows where this place is.
Yeah.
What if it was that old-timey cop? What if he wasn't a cop?
Whoa.
I bet this goes all the way to the top. The top cop.
Top cop? Oh, no.
Have you been watching Top Cop?
No, the only TV I watch is here.
Oh, yeah, okay. Man, Top Cop this season?
Yeah.
Sucks.
Oh.
Yeah, the host?
Who's the host this season?
Sylvester Stallone.
Wow.
Yeah, he can barely speak, so it's kind of tough to sit through. And honestly, these challenges that they're making the police do in order to become a cop, like, these are just young people going through what they think is supposed to be training camp. And if they win or lose on the other side, it doesn't count for shit towards police training.
I don't think a TV show should count towards police training.
Yeah.
But maybe.
But they're just making them, like, do Wipeout style shit.
I mean, sometimes police have to do that.
Police have to jump across three big red balls to chase a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the criminal's friends are throwing big pies at them and big paint-covered sponges.
Yep.
Man. Top Cop.
Sounds like a wild show.
Yeah. The first show on TV to be rated R. TV shows aren't even rated that way, but this one is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of nudity, a lot of male nudity.
Wow.
Yeah. You should check it out.
I'll probably like that.
So what's been going on with you?
So I found out that my downstairs neighbors that are really loud all the time.
Uh-huh.
They work at Party City.
Oh, hell yeah. That's why they're so loud.
Yeah.
They're fucking partying down there. They bring home all the supplies.
Yeah.
And they throw a different kind of rager every single night.
Yeah, they're running Party City out of an apartment in Emergency City.
Yep. So hold on. Is Party City a city?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Is it new?
Yeah.
Whoa. I didn't know. I had no idea Party City had just popped up.
Yeah, it's wild.
What goes on there? What does it sound like is going on?
Non-stop party.
Like some Andrew WK shit?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
People falling off things. Dogs barking. I haven't slept in a week.
Yeah. People just throwing shit off of balconies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throwing shit off the balconies into the pool.
Into the pool. Driving cars into pools.
Yeah. The pool is full of cars.
Damn. That sucks. I mean, it's summer. It's like the middle of May. So I bet you wish you could go swimming.
Yeah.
But nope.
Yeah.
Pool's full of cars.
What's crazy is it's an indoor pool.
Damn. Are there any car crash holes like through the wall? How did they get in there?
I don't know how they got in there, but they're in there.
Damn, that's the power of partying.
Yeah, don't mess with Party City.
Holy shit. Do you think Party City's a corrupt place, or like...
I mean...
Do we need to worry about them?
I think it has to be, right?
We're surrounded by corruption.
Yeah.
You and me, we're the only non-corrupt people in this state.
Pretty much.
Damn. Although, I don't know.
Oh, no.
You never know.
I think some of us may try and take advantage of their lunch break. So that's like a teeny tiny corruption.
Oh, okay. It's okay to be a little corrupt. Like, you know, 10 minutes before the end of your shift, just sitting down in the break room and acting like you're doing anything at all, but you're not.
Yeah.
Just a little corrupt. Well, shit. I hope whoever broke in here found what they wanted, because all of this is meaningless and we keep record of it for no reason. So good luck with that.
Yeah.
There's no way any of that information is going to definitely bring us down one day.
Uh-oh. Maybe we shouldn't have an audio record of that.
Oops. Maybe we should just get to work and act like nothing is happening.
Yeah.
Just look the other way. Oh, but before we do that,
yeah,
I wanted to say, even though we're several weeks into the show at this point, we hope you like what we're doing here, people that we're listening, people that we're listening, people that are listening.
Your autocorrect just went through your mouth.
Yeah. Sorry. I came to work drunk.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. But, yeah, tell everybody you know about it, because otherwise, what the hell are we doing here? But also, tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your grandparents, tell your step-grandparents, tell your kids, tell your step-kids. Cinema 911 is handling cinema emergencies.
We don't want to run out of emergencies.
Yeah. So, thank you, hopefully. All right, time for work. Who's going first? Do you want to pick up the first call?
Okay. Thank you for calling Cinema 911. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hi. What's your emergency?
The other night, I went on this secret date with this guy.
Okay.
Because he's, like, married.
Oh.
So, don't tell anyone. I hope this isn't being recorded.
It's fine. You're good.
Okay. Anyways, we were, like, walking around in the forest, and then this, like, thing fell from the sky.
Okay.
And we went to go check, like, to see what it was, and it was all, like, this steamy, weird-looking thing, and my date got close to it, and it looked like something, like, stung him or something right in the chest.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, like, we just kind of called it there and thought it was just kind of a weird thing, and I went home, and a few days later, he came over to my house, and he, like, had these weird squid arms coming out of his chest.
That sounds yucky.
And he, like, pinned me down and filled me with baby worms.
Oh, no.
Through his squid tentacles.
Wow. That sounds really gross. Did you...
It was disgusting.
Did you think about taking a visit to Hospital Village?
Well, I would, but the guy took me from my home and chained me inside this barn.
Oh, no.
But he keeps leaving me all this meat, and I'm just, like, starving all the time. I just keep eating all this raw meat, and I keep growing and growing. And he'll come by, and he'll leave beef.
So do you just need more beef?
If someone could come by and bring me some beef.
I mean, this is Texas, so...
Beef country, baby.
Yeah, I'm sure we have a couple of cows around that... Someone could just walk over to you.
Oh my god, that sounds delicious. Did I just whistle?
I don't know.
Let me try that again. Oh my god, that sounds delicious. I did it again. Yeah. Oh my god, that sounds delicious. Whole cows are fine. Whole pigs. I don't know. Anything you want to get rid of, I'll probably eat it.
Oh, we probably have like a... Is there like an elementary school city around here? We could just send some kids over.
What the fuck? I am a mother.
Oh, what kind of toys do you give your kids to play with?
The cheap stuff, like a tomato.
Oh.
Fun.
Yeah, that's probably a good toy for a kid.
Not messy.
No, not at all.
So, like, I keep getting bigger and bigger, and I'm just, like, literally a full sphere with a face on the front.
Am I in speakerphone right now, then?
Yeah. Why? Can you hear the echo? Go, 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 go. Sorry.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in a really big barn, but that there's some real big body in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay.
And I can, like, kind of inch forward a little bit, but I think it's more like, I don't know, all of the movement of the worms growing inside of me. And it just feels like at some point... Oh, a bunch fell out. It just feels like...
Oh, no.
It just feels like at some point they're going to literally rip through my body, and then I'm going to be fully gone.
Yeah, so you probably don't want to move around a lot.
Okay. Do you have, like, a tow truck you could call? Or, like, a flatbed who could take me to Hospital Village?
Yeah. We might have to knock down the barn, though, to get you out.
Oh, no. They're gonna put me on that show.
Where they weigh people at a truck stop.
Yeah. World's fattest tourists.
I think Fat Town is on the way to Hospital Village, so...
Fat Town's every town in Texas.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, they're tearing me apart!
Oh, no.
I think she died.
Not another one.
This is a bad start to the day. We couldn't get there in time. She didn't...
No.
She didn't give us an address. Look, people, if you're going to call in, have your shit ready, okay?
What do you think's going to happen to all the worms that were inside her?
I don't know. Probably nothing.
Yeah, you right.
They seem like they need a source of food, and somebody left beef all in the barn, so they should stick around there for a while.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm sure we don't have to worry about it.
Well, yeah, probably. Either way, that lady's fully gone.
That's too bad. She was nice.
Yeah. She gave me cheese and... Well, not me. She gave that guy cheese and crackers, from what I understand.
Yeah. I think he might have just knocked it on the floor.
Oh, what an asshole.
I know.
I would have eaten those, even if I was evil squid arm guy. I would have been like, oh, hell yeah, thank you.
Perfectly good cheese and crackers.
Eaten the cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
And then done my squid stuff.
Yeah.
So that Slither movie is critters.
But worm.
Yeah, it's just worm critters.
Yeah.
I think you can pretty much kind of take that idea and apply it to anything. Blank comes from space, hits Earth,
mm-hmm.
Person sees blank, gets bitten by blank, or blank is animal from space.
Yeah.
Space creature attacks town.
Stuff from space is scary and fucked up.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, I guess that could happen. Maybe not so much a creature exactly, but some, like, weird space-born... Well, I guess not. Space-born illness. That would require life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about, like, a weird space rock that comes down to Earth and it just smells bad? And it kills people that smell it?
Yeah, sure.
Hold on. I gotta write this. This is a script. Stinky rock.
Stinky rock.
Coming this summer. That's now. Coming in a month.
Yeah.
To theaters. In Florida.
Wow.
Only Florida. Sorry. What do we do now? Oh, I know. Thank you for calling Cinema 911. Caller, what's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on, caller?
I want to be in my high school's play.
So you're in high school? You're a high school student?
Yeah.
All right. Did you try auditioning?
Yeah, I auditioned.
How'd that go?
Oh, well, okay, technically I'm in the play.
Okay. All right, mission accomplished. Bye.
Well,
oh.
The thing is, I keep showing up to practice with the other kids.
Play practice?
Play practice, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they like me very much.
Oh, why is that?
Sometimes, you know, they come at night, which is kind of a weird time to do play practice, but I guess whenever they want to do it is when I gotta do it with them. So sometimes it's like they don't even see me, and I kind of have to, like, chase them down, you know, to get them to practice with me. But they scream and run away.
And when you say they come at night to practice the play.
Yeah.
You're there waiting for them already?
Yeah, I pretty much spend all my time, like, on the stage because, you know, I never know when they're going to want to practice with me. So I got to be ready.
Okay, so you're always there at the auditorium. Why? Oh, I guess you just said so. What play is this? You better not say Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
It's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Creamcoat.
Oh, god damn it. And who do you play?
I play the coat.
Oh my god. So do you even have any speaking lines in the Do you have any speaking lines in the play?
Not really. But, you know, I want to practice, like, stage positioning and stuff.
Okay. Is there a lot of blocking for the cream coat?
Yeah.
Wow.
Big blocks.
Okay. So, why do your castmates seem to scream and run away whenever you try and practice play with them?
I think I might have accidentally, killed some of them.
Oh, god.
I just got a little overenthusiastic about wanting to practice the play, you know?
In the play, does the cream coat kill someone?
It was an accident. I didn't mean to.
Are you sure?
No.
How long have you been waiting in the auditorium?
25 years.
God damn it. You're no high school student. What are you?
Am I a ghost?
Oh, shit. You had to find out here? Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I feel like it should have been a pretty big clue for you when you've been waiting in the auditorium for 25 years to practice the high school play that you're in.
Yeah.
High school's only like 4 to 6 years.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Should I
think you're a ghost.
Should I kill the rest of them?
I don't know. I can't make that decision.
Well, I think I might kill them.
I'm gonna say don't, because technically we have to, but can I tell you something, man? I don't give a shit.
Maybe I'll just wait another 25 years.
Maybe.
And they'll let the cream coat shine again.
You gotta let that cream coat shine.
Yeah.
Good luck, caller.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Damn. I think that ghost was also a pervert.
Yeah, a little bit. He was so sad, though.
He wants to hang out with high schoolers in a cream coat? What are you? What kind of play is that? Because it's a high school play. What is going on with that caller?
I don't know.
I wonder how he became a ghost.
I think he might have died 25 years ago in the school play.
Oh. He slipped on the cream?
Yeah.
Hung himself on accident?
Yeah, he got caught up in the coat and hung himself.
Damn.
Yeah.
On the gallows.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
Yeah.
I did feel bad for him up until you reminded me that it was a high school, and then I was like, ew.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Move on.
Dude, move on.
He needs to move on to a community theater or something.
Yeah.
With less underage kids.
Yeah. It needs to be overage people. People that are too old to be acting anymore.
Yeah.
Man, you know what's weird? But I guess this kind of goes hand in hand with emergencies.
What's that?
We get a lot of emergencies what seem to be like situations from horror cinema.
Those are probably the most dire emergency situations, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, what is somebody going to call in from a romantic comedy one day? That'd be kind of funny. Not funny. Serious. This is emergency shit.
Serious. So serious. Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that kind of call would be like.
I don't know. We might find out later.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. You can never know. These emergencies come in at random because they're emergencies. That's how they happen.
Yep.
I don't have to explain emergencies to anybody, but I am.
Today on Cinema 911, how does emergencies work?
Damn. Yeah, that's a top tier Patreon episode. So watch out for that, folks.
Your TED Talk on emergencies.
Yeah, what is emergencies? And how are they do?
I don't know.
How do they go? You ready to take another call?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh. Thank you for calling Cinema 911. How can I help you?
Hello.
Oh, hello. What's your emergency?
Well, I'm a little bit of a fish man. I was created in a lab as a way to advance the human race in the space race.
Oh.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah, sure. Space makes sense all the time.
Sure does. Well, this lady started coming around, and, I don't know, she seems to kind of taken a liking to me, but she doesn't really speak, and, I don't know, I don't really got any way to communicate with her, because I gotta stay underwater, and I don't know if she can swim, or I just kind of put my fish hand up to the glass. She puts her hand up to the glass. We had, like, a moment, but I don't know, I kind of maybe made a mistake.
You think you led her on?
Maybe. Because, she's coming around a little too often now, and I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have, invited her into the tank that one time.
Oh.
Yeah, we shared a little bit more of a moment. So to speak.
All right. So, do you, like, want to hang out with her more? Or are you feeling more like you want to not do that?
I kind of wanted to go away.
Have you tried, like, giving her the cold shoulder?
I'm freezing all the time.
You tried ghosting her?
Well, I mean, you can kind of say I was catfishing her in the first place.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she saw me from day one. Exactly what I look like. Let me describe myself a little bit for you.
All right.
You know an anglerfish?
Yeah.
Well, it's that with human legs.
All right.
That's it.
Interesting.
You wanna... Well, I guess you can't see me, but I got this little light.
Yeah.
It's very cute, very attractive.
I like lights.
Oh. What are you doing later? You wanna come by the lab?
I'll come put my hand on the glass.
Wow. Sounds like this is a date.
Yeah.
I live down here at the lab. You know, the science lab that's a city.
Science lab city?
Science lab, colon, the city.
Yeah.
So come by later.
All right. I'll get my swimming cap on.
All right, well, I'll see you later. Hopefully that mute lady doesn't walk in on us. Nah, never mind. It doesn't matter. See ya.
Okay, bye. I probably shouldn't be agreeing to go on all these dates with callers. I feel like that probably violates some, like, all the policies.
Hey, you know, you do you, girl. Sometimes you just gotta let love happen. And if it's with a fish man, or with a snake boy, or a frog man, or swamp thing himself, love is love.
Yeah, true.
So what is The Shape of Water? Another TED Talk by Jen. Coming in 2025.
It takes place in a bathtub.
Go on.
And, well, you just have to see what happens with the water.
Oh.
I was ready to give that guy, like, real relationship advice.
Oh.
But instead, I just got myself another date.
Hell yeah. So, speaking of which, did you ever hang out with that jigsaw guy? Did you just go pick up a kid from choir, take him to KFC on the way home, and then take him home?
Yeah, I went to that choir practice, and there was, like, there's so many little kids. And there was this one that was just, like, this tiny kid that was, like, crying on a tricycle. And I was like, can't be that one. So I picked up this other kid.
Oh, no.
We went to KFC, and he was like, "You're not my mom. When are you going to take me home?"
Uh-oh.
And I was like, "I don't think this is the right kid."
So what'd you do then?
Oh, I left the KFC because I didn't want to be responsible for that.
Smart move.
Yeah.
All right, well, thread closed. You tried to go hang out with that jigsaw guy and...
I picked the wrong kid, so I don't know.
Picked the wrong kid. Ah, well, he'll never call back, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's only 8 of those fucking movies.
There's definitely not a new one coming out.
The new Saw movie called Spiral. Shut up. And I'll watch it, goddammit, but shut up. Yeah. Who cares?
The big spiral trap from that movie got its own movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just, this movie's, you're going to watch a torture room play out in real time as the guy has 90 minutes to figure out whatever, and if he doesn't, he dies. And spoiler alert, in the end, he dies.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, it's like a torture room escape room, but big spoiler, there's no escaping.
Yeah. Bigger spoiler, Chris Rock is a puppet in a man costume.
In that movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's wild.
Yeah. We should take a break so maybe we can see a crazy ass movie preview or something on TV.
Yeah.
You hungry?
Always.
Hell yeah. What did you bring today?
Okay, so I saved that bacon paper towel from last time, and I sort of made a bacon paper towel burrito with Ooh. Some of my extra cigarette butts that I found.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
It's just a bacon paper towel filled with cigarette butts?
Yeah.
And pencil shavings?
Yeah.
Or as you call it, cheese?
Yeah, I mean, the pencils were yellow, so it kind of looks like cheese.
God.
Yeah, it's going to be good. You want some?
No.
Oh.
Fuck.
Well, all right.
Oh my God. This is your worst one yet. And I thought tuna sandwich from episode one was bad. This is the worst. Is it tasty though?
Yeah, if you only let yourself taste the paper towel part.
Okay, you have selective tasting. That's cool.
Yeah, you just gotta swallow the rest like a duck.
That's what that move you've been doing is.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, well, enjoy your burrito.
Thank you.
Oops. I'm going to turn this TV on so we can pivot away from this shit.
All right.
Come on down to the Snake Cream Cologne Clinic and get jerked off by a nurse. Because the Snake Cream Cologne Clinic now supplies Snake Cream Cologne. Now with more male placenta.
We interrupt this commercial break to go to a police press conference. There's been a report on the murder of Terry Willingston.
Oh, no.
No.
Is that the guy that worked here?
Fuck. That was his last name, Willingston?
I don't know.
Fuck. We gotta watch this shit.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming out, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we found Terry's body early this morning out behind Supermarket Field. The field behind Supermarket. And, well, we've received a missing persons report 2 days ago, and, well, we found him.
Officer!
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 Officer.
Yes, ma'am, over there in the blue hat.
Officer, can you talk about the corruption in Time City?
I can't technically speak on it, but, from what I hear, they're trying to correct the two-minute, interruption from a month ago where time stopped for 2 minutes and nobody noticed. But that's not really for me to comment on. Thank you.
Officer.
Yes, sir. You over there in the red bandana.
Hello, sir. Kermit the Frog News. Do you know a place where I can get a good toupee?
I would like to keep this on track. This is about the murder of Terry Willingston, but I hear good hair toupees is probably a good place to go if you need to get a good piece.
Officer.
Yes, ma'am. You over there in the muscle shirt.
Hey, officer. Can you tell me about any coupons this week at Party City?
Once again, this is about the murder of Terry Willingston. Everybody seems to be asking ridiculously stupid questions, but I hear the helium tanks are buy one, get one this week if you wanted to really, like, do a balloon thing and then maybe save one for later to kind of suck on and just kind of do funny voices or something, you know?
Oh. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, sir. Thank you. All right, I only have time for one more question.
Officer.
You, sir, in the maroon track jacket.
Hello, sir. I'm Terry Willingstone.
That's not Terry.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
I'm still alive.
Oh my God. Then who did we find? All right, this meeting is over. Everyone get out.
Hold on. That might have seemed ridiculously stupid to them, but what the fuck? That guy said he was Terry and that wasn't Terry.
I don't know what Terry looks like, but I believe it.
Yeah. That guy had a big mustache and Terry didn't have a big mustache. I don't know what this means, but I'm glad it's over. So I guess they found Terry or they didn't find Terry, and that either was or wasn't Terry in a big mustache.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know what Terry looks like, but it sounds like he might just be wearing a mustache.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a very strange situation.
I think the existence of Emergency City is a strange situation.
Well, I don't know. This is just the city I live in a state I love. So, I mean, what are we supposed to do about that? Did you kill Terry?
No, I don't know who he...
Did you disappear him and make him wear a mustache? Because I didn't either.
Yeah, no, I don't know Terry.
Yeah, I don't either, really. And man, that police chief was fat. Or I think he was just an officer.
Yeah.
Just a regular officer.
Yeah.
That's... I don't know why they had him in charge of making the statement, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. The chief is probably busy.
Yeah. Shit, where is the chief? Uh-oh. Another mystery to solve.
Oh, boy.
Put this up on the diagram, y'all. Is this getting too deep immediately?
There are a lot of things going on.
Yeah, well, we're just saying what's going on in our area of town and neighboring towns.
Yeah, I can't believe I moved here.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I bet you never experienced this much crazy shit happening in only a few short weeks, wherever you came from.
Bear City.
Oh, yeah.
Look, Bear City has its fair share of its own crazy doings.
Yeah. Sometimes hairy women will try to live there as a bear.
Look, it's not...
But they are forced out.
It's not national news.
Yeah. That's good, at least. The nation of Texas.
Yeah.
All right. Time to get back to work, I guess.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You look sick. How's that burrito settling with you?
I have an iron stomach.
I guess so. All right. Well, I guess I'll pick up this phone call here. Here we go. Thank you for calling Cinema 911. Caller, how can I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
I have found myself in a little bit of a pickle.
Uh-oh. What kind of pickle?
Well, my dad might have gotten away from me and gotten himself locked up in a basement somewhere outside of town. And I think the guy that lives in the house wants maybe to date me.
What?
And he'll let my dad go.
So your dad got away from you?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, he went to go to a invention fair. My dad's an inventor. He makes inventions.
Okay.
And, I don't think he made it to the fair.
Why not?
I think he took a wrong turn and ended up outside this guy's house. And he went in, and the guy locked him in his basement.
Shit. How do you know that? Is this just a hunch?
It's a big hunch.
Does this happen to your dad a lot?
Yeah. My dad's a little screwy. The people in town make fun of him.
Oh, no.
They make fun of me, too, because I like to read. But I'm not, like, weird or anything. They're the ones singing songs about me.
Okay. So, what was the thing with your dad and dating someone?
I think the guy whose house my dad is locked in, he wants to, like, date me.
Okay.
And if I go out with him, he'll let my dad go. But...
And how old are you? I'm trying to navigate how bad of a situation this is.
I'm 18.
Okay, good. So... Your dad, who may or may not have some sort of mental instabilities, got out of your house.
He's very smart.
He's very smart, but maybe not quite all there. And on his way to an invention convention, he got lost, wandered into a stranger's house, and that stranger chained him in his basement and is holding him hostage and is... attempting to date you as a ransom.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, go on.
I think he's 21, and I haven't seen him, but he's, like, really tall and has, like, a beard and a lot of hair.
So I'm kind of thinking, like, maybe I should date him.
Okay. Someone with a beard and a lot of hair sounds like a very dateable guy.
Do you think he's just cute because he has a beard? Or do you think he's cute because he's just tall?
I don't know. I've never understood this shit. I don't understand why somebody would be like, that person is attractive because they're tall. That's not a personality.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Everyone in town is pretty scared of him, though, because they think he's a big, horrible beast.
Oh.
But, like, I don't know.
Is he a big, horrible beast?
I mean, yeah, actually, he does look like an animal man.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, he wants to date me, so that's good, right?
And what do you look like? Do you look like an animal?
I look like a human woman.
Okay, just checking. I don't know. We get a lot of crazy calls here. We just had a fucking fish man call, so chill out.
Oh, where does he live?
I don't know. Oh, wait. He lives in a science lab, the city.
Oh, that sounds cute.
It's cute. You're right. So you gonna let this creep date you or what? If you want to get your weird dad free.
I think maybe I will.
Okay. So, like, go to Chili's with him or something. Definitely make sure first, though, that he will let your dad free in case things don't work out.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I should probably do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Come find me.
Oh, no. I'm not going to go find her.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I would leave her to her weird village and her beast man and her tiny weird dad.
What was that? Was that Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That took me a long time. I could not figure that shit out.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
I think the part where you say, he is a beast. A man animal.
A man animal.
I don't know that stuff. It's crazy to me. I mean, that part when I ran down the situation, absolutely insane.
It's real.
Is Beauty and the Beast like an old, like one of those old tales, a Brothers Grimm or something?
It is a tale as old as time.
Yeah, it was a page that fell out of the Bible.
It is based on a French fairy tale.
Aha.
So.
Oh, wait, I've seen that. Silly me. I've seen like the 1902 cinema classic, Beauty and the Beast, where at the end, spoiler alert, Beauty and the Beast float up into the heavens.
Wow.
Yes, that movie featured new special effects techniques that made candles light on their own.
Yep, the stuff in his house is alive.
Yeah. Damn, what a weird story.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I hope either of those things work out for that girl.
Yeah, I hope she finds love and not just because the guy is tall and has a beard.
Yeah, tall is not a personality. Beard is.
All right.
You can hide a lot of secrets in a beard. You can't hide shit in tall guy hair.
They could hide it in their long body.
They could hide it in their big pants.
Yeah.
Tall people.
Extra long pants, extra long secrets.
That's right. Their secrets go on forever.
Yeah.
Their secrets are run on sentences. Don't trust the tall. If that's one thing we want you to take out of this, listener, oh listener, it is never trust the tall. What are they doing over there?
They're just being tall. I can't be that tall.
Yeah, that's why you can't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
They can come down here, but I can't be up there, so what's going on up there?
Yeah, what's so good about being up there?
Yeah, get a different thing, you know? Like a hat.
That would just make them even taller.
Or some cool shirts. Get shrinking pants. All right, I can't go off on another rail on tall people. I'll get another fine.
They don't appreciate anti-tall viewpoints.
Yeah, I'm running out of things to make fun of these days. First, they took away ugly dogs. Now I can't make fun of tall people?
When will it end?
I guess right now, because we got a call.
All right. Thank you for calling Cinema 911. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hi, what's your emergency?
Well, my dad's an inventor.
Oh, okay.
But he's kind of a clueless inventor. And he was trying to sell some of his bullshit inventions in Chinatown.
All right.
He found, I don't know, this thing, and he bought it for me as sort of an early Christmas present, and I know it's It's the summer.
Christmas in July.
Hey, I'll accept any gift anytime.
Yeah.
So this thing he bought me is just this kind of weird little guy, this little fuzzy guy, and he just kind of like sings and hums and kind of says, he kind of repeats little words that you say to him sometimes.
Like a Furby? Your dad got you a Furby?
Something kind of like that, yeah.
Okay, those are horrible.
Yeah, those are demonic. What the fuck were those?
Yeah, I don't know.
God damn, I had to throw mine into a fire.
Yeah, me too. It was the only way to get rid of them.
The next day, it was gone. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, so like I said, my dad's kind of an idiot. I'm kind of the only source of income in my parents' house. My mom doesn't work. My dad's a bullshit inventor. And I work as a bank teller, and I take my dog to work because if he were left alone in the house, he'd probably get killed by one of my dad's horrifying inventions.
Wow, that sounds crazy.
We got a orange juicer that just shoots out black goo, I think.
Oh, that your dad made it?
He made it.
Wow.
He makes us use it.
Oh no, you have to drink gooey orange juice?
We like put a face on and we're like, dad, good, until he leaves and we get rid of all of it.
Oh no.
Yeah, so when my dad told me, when he gave me this gift, he told me there were three rules that go along with taking care of it. Which I immediately broke all of them. Those three rules were no bright lights, no food after midnight, and no Corey Feldman after 10. Or wait, no, sorry. No water. You can't get them wet.
Oh, those sound like pretty hard rules to keep.
It shouldn't be, but I really botched it first night.
Oh boy. So what happened?
Corey Feldman came over and was hanging out with me.
Oh.
And he knocked over some of my painting supplies onto my little guy, and a bunch of little fur balls popped out of his back. And they are like, they're kind of just like him, but real stupid and mean.
Oh no.
And they're just like completely wrecking all my shit. And I left for a little while yesterday, and I came home, and they had turned into like these weird, nasty goo eggs. Meanwhile, my little guy's fine.
Oh, well, that's good. The rest of them, though, I don't really know how to get rid of eggs like that. You think you could make, like, an omelet or something?
I mean, I guess I could try that. That sounds...
Wait, did they hatch already?
Yeah, I got these weird, nasty, open eggs. I don't know where the little guys are.
You don't want to make an omelet with open eggs.
No, eggshell omelet? No thanks. Even though the eggshells are very wet.
Ugh.
I would call my girlfriend's dad. He's an exterminator, but he died because he got stuck in his chimney.
Oh no.
Yeah, he was trying to do a Christmas in July thing for his kids, and, well...
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's a really terrible thing, but you know the thing that dads do where they climb down the chimney for their kids?
Yeah, my dad did that every year.
Yeah, my dad did that every day.
Wow.
Until he got a job as an inventor. I don't know if that's really getting a job, but he does that now.
I mean, it's something.
I don't know if it is. Because he called us from an invention convention, and he said he ain't sold shit.
Oh, that's too bad.
There was a guy who invented a time machine. He brought in a thing that shoots shaving cream all over your face when you don't want it.
That sounds like a board game.
You ever try to brush your teeth with a thing the size of a payphone? That's what my dad's trying to sell.
That wouldn't fit in my mouth, so no.
Nope, he's an idiot.
Well, I guess you have to figure some things out before you get it right, kind of thing.
Oh, I just looked outside and there's a bunch of little green men running around in the streets.
Yeah, are they singing and dancing?
They're singing New York, New York.
Ugh, I hate that song.
It's not great. So, what do I do?
I don't know, just let them be singing. They seem to be happy with that, right?
Yeah, but there's a lot of them. And they're like, I can see into a bar from my bedroom window.
Uh-huh.
And they're, like, really raising hell in there, smashing glasses on each other, doing weird pervert stuff. Like, I saw one guy shoot another one.
Wow.
Meanwhile, the bartender girl, my girlfriend, is just losing her mind trying to stay afloat behind the bar.
Oh, I really want to say maybe you should go help your girlfriend.
Anything else?
Do you have any guns?
No.
Can you get your dad to build you a gun, maybe? Or a flamethrower?
I know. I'll use some of his inventions to fight some of those guys.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that.
Good idea. I'll go do that. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know how that guy's movie ends, so I hope that works for him.
It doesn't end because there's a sequel.
Yeah.
And when they said Christmas, I thought immediately, this doesn't make sense. But Christmas in July, of course. Silly me.
It's a thing.
What a stupid mistake to make.
Yeah.
So that guy's got gremlins running around his town.
Yeah.
I guess that's not around here.
I hope not. I should have asked him where he was.
There aren't any gremlins outside. And I know what a lot of people are still debating these days. Is Gremlins a Christmas movie?
Is Gremlins a Christmas movie?
And yes, it is. It's not. Sorry, it's not a debate at all. It's big time a Christmas movie. Sorry, I was thinking of a different movie. Is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory a Christmas movie?
No.
Correct. But the debate rages on.
I think maybe just because it's like a family thing. You know, they all slept in the same bed together.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like my family does on Christmas. I hope that guy's okay.
Yeah, me too. I hope he helps his girlfriend and doesn't let her get eaten by those little monsters.
Yeah.
Unless he wants her to get eaten by them. I don't know.
I don't think he does. I guess we'll find out in the sequel.
Isn't the sequel where they're singing?
Is New York, New York the song they're singing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're on Broadway.
Yeah, they're basically in Trump Tower.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah. There's some pretty funny shit in there, though.
Yeah.
Because there's one part where they're like in an elevator. Thank you for riding the elevator. Now leave. Gremlins and Gremlins 2. I love Gremlins 2. I watched that movie all the time when I was a kid. And I know it's very stupid, but I loved it.
I probably thought it was scary.
It does involve some very good puppet work.
I probably did not know they were puppets, and I thought they were real.
They could be real, I don't know.
Yeah.
You never know. With cinema.
Yeah. I have a Gizmo.
Isn't Gizmo just like the cutest guy?
He's all right.
If we put a good hair toupee on him, though, what do you think?
He doesn't really need hair. He's fuzzy.
Yeah, but what about more hair?
Maybe on his ears and his hands a little bit and his face.
Good hair, hand toupees.
Hand toupees, yeah.
Get hair for your hands. Just a side sponsor today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. I gotta pick up this phone.
I guess.
All right, I'm gonna do that. Thank you for calling Cinema 911. Caller. What's up?
I've been eating a lot of fast food recently as sort of an experiment that I'm doing about how much fast food could I possibly eat. And it turns out all of it because it's delicious.
I love fast food, ma'am.
Yeah, it's delicious.
So, what was the reason for the experiment?
I just wanted to see how much fast food I could possibly eat.
And the answer is a lot?
So much.
Is there any set amount of time that you're eating all this fast food?
Well, it was supposed to be 30 days, but it's so delicious that I just didn't stop and I kept going.
You just never stopped?
Yeah.
All right.
My doctors are telling me I'm eating an illegal amount of oil.
Oh, no.
And smaller surrounding cities are suffering.
Uh-oh. Shit. You're the reason for the oil shortage around here?
Oh, I guess so.
God damn it. I need my fried green beans.
Yeah, but so do I.
They're so good. So what do you need help with? You need help stopping eating? Because it seems like you don't want to.
I kind of don't want to, but as you can guess, I'm very fat.
Why would you say that? I definitely can't hear that in your voice.
Well, you know, the amount of fast food that you eat, it's too much. You get a little fat, so, since it's been so long, I got a lot fat. So I'm just wondering, like, what's another alternative for these surrounding towns to use to cook their food so that I can just keep eating fried stuff in the oil that I use?
I would imagine that your clothing is covered in some kind of oil, so just give them that.
Oh, you mean like wring out my bed sheets?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could work. They probably might also want to wring out my mattress.
Yeah, that could work too. It's got to be so heavy and thick with body oil.
I do sweat a lot.
I'm not talking sweat. I'm talking body oil.
Yeah, the sweat washes off the oil.
Yeah. So you're concerned with your surrounding cities because their fast food supply is suffering from your just demolishing your own city's fast food?
Yeah, I mean...
Who cares? Fuck them. Go to town, bro. I mean, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. It happens a lot.
Yeah, just keep going. See how big you can get. See if you can turn into a full sphere with a face on the front.
Right, that sounds like a good plan.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I gotta go. My Postmates is here with the latest shipment.
Oh, shit. What you got?
Whatever the closest Burger King had on hand.
God.
Today.
You're a fucking slob, lady.
Thank you.
All right, enjoy that disgusting Burger King.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Damn. You know something? I didn't know we could do documentaries.
I was gonna ask, and then I didn't.
No need to ask. An emergency is an emergency, as long as it involves the cinema, even fleetingly.
Yeah.
Because I don't make the rules. Oh, yeah, I do.
Yes, I am God in this world.
Whoa.
Sorry. Something got stuck in my throat. I meant to say, what I've got in this world is a bunch of nothing.
Oh.
Except this sweet job.
Yeah, this is a pretty sweet job.
Hell yeah. We get to hear all these crazy cinema emergencies and then go home and live with that every night.
Yeah, I try not to take my work home with me, but it's kind of hard not to.
Well, someone took our work home with them.
Yeah.
When they broke into our office. Remember?
Yeah.
We're sitting on our chairs are gone.
Oh. What have we been sitting on this whole time?
It's a pile of trash.
They robbed us. I thought they just took all our papers, but they robbed us of all our furniture except our phone, and they gave us a new TV.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you, the burglars around here are weird.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I guess there are no more calls coming in. Thank God. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Terry's okay.
Yeah, I don't even know. Are the police just not going to look for him anymore?
I don't know. Who knows? Because what the hell? They were like, we found a dead man. And then that dead man stands up in the audience and says, nuh-uh, I'm right here. They called it at that.
They just took his word for it.
Yep.
And don't care about who the actual dead body is.
Yeah, who's the other guy? The dead guy, then. Who knows?
You think that
this isn't ours to deal with.
This is a cover-up by Bear City and Shit. Or Time City?
Shit. I think this probably has to do with the new Bear Mayor.
Yeah, I don't trust that guy.
No. Although he does look good in a suit.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't argue with that.
Bear Mare knows what a tailor is.
That's right. All right, goddammit. We gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, shit. I gotta make you leave. Run!
Oh, okay, bye.
Bye.
That wasn't weird. Time for my favorite radio show, Cruise News. Cruise.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Cruise News.
Cruise.
Today on Cruise News, Tom Cruise buys shoes? No, he didn't. He bought pants. See you next time on Cruise News.
Wow, what a twist.
Just like in the Mission Impossible movies.
God, I love this show.
Hell yeah!
Thank you for listening to Cinema 911.
Follow us on Twitter at Cinema911Pod.
Subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/Cinema911Pod. Questions?
Comments?
Or even your own cinema emergency?
Email us at, you guessed it,
cinema911pod@gmail.com.
Who knows? Maybe your emergency will be featured on the show.
We'd love to hear from you.
Goodbye for now. But.